Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins. Welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast, everyone. This is a very special bonus episode. Of course, we are your hosts. I'm Jill Dunn. I'm here with Carlene Higgins. How are you, Carlene? Are you staying cool over there?
I am. This is the big advantage of recording in my basement is not Ooh. Only is it the quietest place in the house, it's also the coolest place in the house. So
that I love that for you. So I'm sure all of you know by now that we are two longtime magazine beauty editors turned beauty podcasters. And today we are bringing you a very special episode. Of course, you know, in the mix, we're talking to founders, we're talking to experts. And over time, our most popular episodes, I would say, are hashtag damn good episodes. And we've really kind of built, I think, this community of beauty lovers that really want to know what we think of products, what we think are hashtag damn good. And today's episode is we're kind of like updating you on our Hall of Fame favorites. So these are things that are tried and true that we have on our top shelf that we would recommend time and again. And we relaunched the Hall of Fame in March of 2022. So we felt it was time to do a little refresh.
Because really our goal for since we started this podcast 6 years ago was to help you edit your ultimate top shelf. So we wanted to have one place where we could put our absolute favorite products that Jill and I both swear by. So we launched that last year and we had to update it because things do change in the beauty industry. Sometimes we'll try things that we love so much and we realize that in comparison to something we used to love, this one's way better. So the other one's got to go. Or some products or brands do get discontinued. Like I know that happened with Lila B, which was a lovely little indie brand, very sustainable, all meant to be refillable, beautiful compacts. And one of my blush and lip duo products, we had to remove it because the whole line unfortunately went under earlier this year.
Yeah. Of course, every single thing in our Hall of Fame, it lives in a vertical on our website, so you can check it out there. And we've updated those links. And so everything that we talk about today, you can always find in our episode recaps and on our Hall of Fame. If you're ever in the mood to shop and like fill your Sephora cart and you're like, what did Jill and Carlene think is the best like natural looking foundation? Just go to the Hall of Fame. We have like several options there for you. Always know that that's sort of there as like a resource, a bit of like a library, I guess, of those tried and true products. And of course, you're getting two episodes from us this week. This is just a bonus. This is a Monday. Happy Monday. And on Wednesday, we're going to have another episode coming up with a very exciting founder. So this isn't a glitch in your Apple podcast. This is us coming to you with a brand new episode, actually two this week.
So before we jump into our Hall of Fame favorites, Jill, you have been, as usual, sleuthing the internet, and you wanted to update me on a couple things. So this is, I'm hearing this for the first time as well, guys.
The first thing I wanted to have a conversation with you about is what I've been like sort of diving into the last few days content wise. And we are recording this right after Michaela Makeup got married. She had this beautiful wedding. It looked incredible in Newport, Rhode Island, which is like one of my favorite places on the planet. It's so beautiful. And why I wanted to bring this up to you today, yes, she had a whole kissing booth sponsored by Elf Cosmetics, and she had a whole makeup collection done with them. And I'm like, yes, that SponCon makes so much sense. Good for her. Yep. Get that bag.
Probably paid for the whole wedding.
Probably. And more. And you know what? She should have that happen, because she had all of these beauty influencers there, like Amira, who we went to Utah with. James Charles was there. Like all the big TikTok makeup artists were there, and like they're pulling it out. And you just can't buy that kind of, you know, those kinds of impressions.
That's right.
Where I'm going with this is, did you happen to see who did her hair and makeup?
I absolutely did, and it blew my hair right back.
So it was makeup by Mario and Chris Appleton in the
Dream
flesh.
Team.
And I saw a lot of people commenting, being like, how did they afford their day rates and stuff? I'm like, no, girl. Like they didn't, she didn't pay them.
Right.
You know,
I had the exact same thought.
Yeah. But then I did see an interesting TikTok where a girl said she reached out to Mario's team about a year and a half ago to ask about rates for Mario to do her wedding makeup. And guess how much, what it started at.
What?
Just guess.
Okay, I'm just going to throw this out there.
A day rate.
$25,000.
$30,000 it started at.
Yeah. Wow. Good for him.
But I think it's got to be that, because he's got to weed it out. I'm sure he gets a request to do wedding makeup in his inbox daily, you know?
Yes.
So I don't even know if it's about him wanting to charge that amount, but I just think you've got to kind of go there because he is so in demand.
Absolutely. I mean, that's probably, so editorial rates are minimal, but that's probably his day rate for an advertiser. So it's like a day is a day. That's what he would charge probably if he was doing, you know, whatever, a Tom Ford ad. And this is what he would do if, you know, if you want him at your wedding. I just kept laughing. I had the same thought as you, Jill, and I was picturing the conversation between Mario and Chris, both of whom have been on our shows, by the way. We can link to that on our blog post for this episode. But I was just imagining them chatting and being like, what do you think? I was thinking of doing her makeup. That would be such a great like promotion for my products or whatever. What do you think? Well, she's such a sweetheart. You know what? We should just do. I pictured the whole thing in my head. So it's so funny that you said that.
And why I bring this up, though, is I wanted to know if you were to get married again, who would do your hair and who would do your makeup? Celebrity, like A-list talent wise and it's the same arrangement where you're so influential that they're doing it for free.
Okay. Well, I just, now that we've interviewed her and I think she's so, so incredible, I would have Patty Dubroff do my makeup.
You know,
make me look like Margot Robbie on all of the red carpets for the Barbie promotion. And then for hair, I probably would do Chris Appleton. I love his tricks for making hair look more voluminous. Like he's always does this little, when he does his updos, he adds like a bump, but it's your own hair as opposed to like a piece of sponge. And my hair is a little bit flat. So yeah, why not? Let's do it,
love
Chris.
It.
Call me for my next wedding. Bye, Kevin. I'll give you 30,000 pebbles.
Well, I'm not getting married anytime soon. There's no prospects. But if I were to choose people to do my hair and makeup, I would choose for hair Adir Abergel.
Okay.
Just because I love what he does on the red carpet. It's always so interesting. And I'll never forget when he was on our show that like he talked about having his kit got lost and he ended up styling someone's hair with champagne that was in the room.
Oh,
so it's like, you know, you can count on this guy to get the job done and make you look beautiful. And also his energy is the energy you would want around you. Like,
right.
he just makes you feel so special. Like you're the only person in the world. And also like, aww. Yeah, his looks are absolutely killer. And
that's a great point because you do want somebody who's going to like chill you out. And
yeah,
that's a great point.
Yeah. Like, I think I would be kind of intimidated if Chris Appleton was there, if I'm being very honest.
I did that interview solo. So I feel like we had a good little rapport.
Okay. You had your rapport.
Yeah.
And then for makeup, it's a toss up because I think hair and makeup artists pairings are very interesting. So Adir often works with Gillian Dempsey, who I really love her work. And I think she does great, beautiful makeup as well. So I would pick her just because they always work together and, you know, it's like dynamic duo vibes, kind of like makeup by Mario and Chris, you know?
Right.
But I think Daniel Martin would be my number one pick.
Oh, yeah, of course. Meghan Markle's wedding day makeup artist.
I mean, he's just so good at making people look just fresh and pretty and gorgeous.
And he is so non-intimidating.
Yes.
Completely disarming. Yeah.
Yes. Like, he is just such a sweetie.
Well, you know what? This has been such a fun little chat. I would like to know from our listeners who would be the makeup artist who you would have do your wedding makeup.
Yeah.
Drop us a DM or comment, you know, on our Instagram, in our Facebook chat room. I'm so curious who you would pick. This episode is brought to you in part by Way. Some people might ask, Carlene, how do you juggle success as one of the top beauty podcasters in the world, a mother of two, kind and genius children, a dog mom, a devoted wife? And I simply answer, why, it's my daily to-do list that I keep in a Word doc on my computer and fill in at least a week in advance, if not two. And then I brush my hair off my shoulder with a little shrug and look away. No, but seriously, it's one small action that makes all the difference in my life to help me feel cool and calm and in control versus utter chaos. And when it comes to caring for my hair, that's right, a little also goes a long way. Whether you're fine, medium, or thick, Way is just your type. I use the shampoo and conditioner for fine hair during the week to help volumize because the longer my hair gets, the thinner it seems to get as well. Talk about not fair. And then on the weekends, I rotate in my detox shampoo so my scalp gets the deep clean it needs from any styling products I've used during the week. And it also gets rid of hard water deposits and just brings back the softness to my hair. So get on your way to healthier hair one day at a time with shampoos and conditioners that are just your type. Go to theouai.com and use code BEAUTY15 for 15% off your entire purchase. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. That's theouai.com, code BEAUTY15 for 15% off your entire order. That's such a great deal. And now back to the show.
I just need to ask you on the beauty. It's kind of like beauty meets pop culture. Have you been watching And Just Like That?
I'm afraid I haven't. I haven't, but I should be. That's a fail on my part. Okay. What do you have to say about it?
Well, it's just reminding me of the power of Serge Normand. He's another one who I would want to do my hair.
Okay. Yep.
The hair on Sarah Jessica Parker in this series, it's like, it's making me watch the episodes are quite hit or miss. It's not the same without Samantha. It's not the same writers. It's just different. But I can't look away from the series.
Right.
But what has me absolutely mesmerized is how good Sarah Jessica Parker looks and how incredible her hair is and still is to this day. One of the episodes is when they're going to the quote unquote Met Ball. It's like their spin on the Met Gala.
Right.
And the look that he does on her hair is just, it's like this sculptural, he's like an old school hairdresser.
For sure.
The way he turns these looks out, it's like his name doesn't get mentioned in the social media world that much. But in terms of just absolutely iconic people, he is, to me, one of the top people to trust. And there was this little scene where Carrie is, you know, got a face mask on, and she's got a Mason Pearson brush beside her, mm-hmm. and she has this Serge Nerman bottle beside her. And I was trying to figure it out when I was watching it. I was like, what is that? And mm-hmm. then it turns out it's this like hair perfume that he came up with.
Oh,
and
interesting.
So many people in the comments, like he posted the still of this shot of Carrie talking on the phone and having the sheet mask on and this Mason Pearson beside her and this little bottle beside her. And I guess mm-hmm. it's a hair perfume. And the comments were just flooded mm-hmm. with like cool industry insider people talking about how addicting this hair perfume product was. And I was like, wait a minute, I need to get this. Uh-huh. So I don't even know where they sell his products, but
yeah,
gonna need to get that in my hands.
Oh, okay. Well, definitely one to call in. Maybe that'll make our list, our Hall of Fame list for next year, right?
Yeah. And you know what? And it's only $60. I'm looking at his website right now. Mm-hmm. And it's got aloe in there and jojoba oil. Leave it to Sex and the City to like get me excited about Serge Nerman again.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just like that.
And just like that, he's back.
And just one last pop culture tidbit before we move into today's episode is, I know you're an 80s baby like me. Did you happen to wear a Spree back in the day?
Of course. Of course I did.
So that's like all about sportwear and just like bright colors and, you know, joie de vivre. And like, I remember like saving up my birthday money to get an Esprit t-shirt.
Yeah, I remember those
like
days.
Back in the day. So mm-hmm. they're having a bit of a renaissance right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen that at all, but they actually have a pop-up in LA right now that's like mad cool. It's just like Spree sweatshirts as far as the eye can see, and it's at the Grove actually in LA.
Oh,
so definitely
okay.
It's
interesting.
Like, yeah, it's like very much the vintage vibe of a Spree coming back for a new generation to experience it.
Okay.
And just yesterday, one of our favorite brands, Vacation, who and we mm-hmm. do have a promo code with them, we'll link to it in our show notes, they're actually doing a collaboration with a Spree. Like, these geniuses at Vacation are just blowing my mind. They make the right branding move at every turn.
Yeah, because it is so nostalgic. It is so 80s prep. Like, you know, it reminds me of Varney was another big brand at that time. And like the Ray-Ban sunglasses. How cool.
Yes. They don't have necessarily Vacation times Esprit merch, but it's like they're collaborating with them in these pop-ups. And
right.
they said that with immense pride, we announced the start of our extraordinary partnership with the legendary name in leisure and fashion and sportswear, Esprit.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's going to be definitely more to come, but the brand is now available at the Esprit pop-ups in Soho and probably going to be at the Grove as well.
Well, it's so smart. And I know one of the people who I follow on Instagram and TikTok, who's an influencer half my age, her name's Ruby Lynn. And uh-huh. some of you may follow her as well. She's a real, like, she came up in Toronto by thrifting. She started her YouTube yeah. channel like 10 years ago and just uh-huh. getting stuff at like Value Village. And she always wears kind of Y2K like mini cargo skirt, and that'll be like a yep. Spree. And by the way, she is like a distant cousin of mine, which is so funny.
Oh yeah.
It's like my dad and her grandmother are like second cousins. So what that would make us, I don't know. But when we were at the Ilia dinner in New York, her place setting was next to mine. And I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I haven't talked to her in years since, you know, she was probably a kid. And I was like, if we sit together, this is going to be crazy. Like, we need to get a selfie. But then she didn't end up coming. And I was like, oh, man. So anyways,
yeah,
Ruby, she's wearing Esprit lately, like all the kind of Miss 60, you mm-hmm. know, Diesel, and a lot of just like no brands that just really anything looks great on her. So, yeah, that's amazing. Love that.
I cannot wait for this merch. And that Vacation fragrance, this is a great segue, Carlene, because the Vacation yes. fragrance by Vacation is something that I have added to our Hall of Fame because I am absolutely addicted to it. And mm-hmm. I get so many compliments on it. And it's just literally summer in a bottle.
Okay, so with that, let's get into our Hall of Fame updates. 2023, here we go.
Oh,
This episode is brought to you in part by Ilia. So we're talking about our Hall of Fame updates today. We would be remiss not to mention another icon that we've added to our permanent top shelf. It's Ilia's award-winning Super Serum Skin Tint. And here's what I think makes this one so different than the other skin tints out there. Yes, it's light coverage. I find it gives you a bit more coverage, though, than some of the watery ones out there that I've tried. It's also giving you SPF 40, which I like because I just layer that over top of my regular moisturizer with SPF. It's giving me that added protection and it gives you that dewy glow that so many people are after right now. It's all about hydration and it has the word serum in the name. That's because it's been formulated to include active levels of skincare ingredients like niacinamide, hyaluronic acid, squalane. So your makeup is actually helping to improve your skin over time. And I find that my skin just looks more alive when I use it. If you're used to like a matte kind of more deadpan look, this is the opposite of that. And I think that's why so many people have fallen in love with you. It's like juicy skin. If you want to see what it looks like on me, I did do a Reels and a TikTok putting on a full face of Ilia makeup on our feed at Breaking Beauty Podcast. You can go and find it there. There are 30 shades, and one of the best parts is you can submit a selfie on their website and a real human will shade match you. They actually have a 96% success rate, so you're way more likely to find a shade that you'll love. And we have a promo code for Breaking Beauty listeners. If you want to try it for yourself, visit iliabeauty.com and use code Breaking Beauty at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. That's iliabeauty.com. Use code Breaking Beauty for 15% off your first order. And now back to the show. Okay, so we're back. Hall of Fame updates. Jill, you just mentioned the Vacation Ink fragrance that we added to the Hall of Fame. We also added the Glossier You fragrance, which has been around for a while. And I'll tell you why we added it to the Hall of Fame. So we were at, Jill, you and I, we were at a Tower 28 dinner a few weeks back. And I happened to meet, and I don't remember her name, I apologize, but the head of makeup for Sephora Canada. And I had to like put her in a corner and I was like, I need the insider secrets of Sephora. Like, what can you not keep on the shelves? This is what I need to know. And she was like, actually, the Glossier You fragrance, she's like, every time I turn around, it is sold out. We cannot keep it in stock. People are buying it nonstop. So people seem to love that fragrance so much. It's become iconic, which is kind of crazy because I feel like Glossier was all about that no makeup makeup, more about kind of skincare and the makeup light. So it's surprising to me that the fragrance has become this icon.
Yeah, what do you think, Jill? It's quite warm and spicy. It's not bright and fresh. It's warm, but it's sheer. It has like iris in there. I remember pink pepper. I definitely have worn it. And I think at the time that it launched, it was definitely a kind of a adjacent to that whole Le Labo craze that was going on, the Santal, which was so warm and addictive and that sandalwood quality. And I think that that perfume is like quite luxe in terms of price point. And Glossier You, it's you can get the rollerball for like 38 Canadian dollars. And I believe the US one is around, or the US price is around $25. It's $28. Yeah. So, excuse me. So I think the price point is there. And now, so many people, so many more people can get their hands on it and experience this because it is at Sephora now. We kind of, you know, didn't get to talk too much about that news that Glossier is at Sephora. So maybe that's also just like people are like, I've heard about it. It's legendary at this point. And now I can actually get my insider points and score this fragrance that I've heard so much about.
Absolutely. And I think it also goes to the idea of the cult of Glossier, you know, these young people who just love Glossier still to this day. Mm-hmm. And it's that goes back to our episode where we interviewed Emily Weiss, the original founder. And, you know, she always said, if I can get people to want to wear the sweatshirt, that's the brand I want to represent. And I feel like perfume is that for people. It represents so much. That's why Dior perfume and Chanel perfume are so successful, people want to be part of that club. And it's that one sort of takeaway, that instant recognizable, hey,
well,
I'm a Glossier
I'm reading
girl.
The book right now. There's a book coming out all about Glossier that coming out in September 2023.
Oh, yes.
So I'm reading the book and I'll report back on anything interesting that surfaces. I believe I'm not allowed to talk about it just yet. So I will report back.
Okay. So I want to tell you about the other product that she said they cannot keep on store shelves. It is constantly out of stock. And that is the Dior Rosy Glow Blush. So have it here. This is the sort of bubblegum pink color.
Barbiecore.
Yeah, Barbiecore. It's $40 US, $55 in Canada. And this is another product that went viral on TikTok. So if you're familiar with the Rosy Glow lip balms, they sort of interact with your pH to give you a custom color. So the Rosy Glow blush has been around for many, many years, but they reformulated it to have that same custom approach. So it also interacts with your pH. So
when it warms up onto the skin, it's actually going to
develop.
The color will be slightly different on each person.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they came out with this, I believe, I want to say it was last year, and the pink and this coral popped off. And then this spring they introduced 4 new shades and I had to try it. So I've tried this beautiful rosewood. And today I'm wearing this one's called Cheeky, and it's this like really bright orangey coral. Mm-hmm. And then they have a berry and a mahogany. So yes, these are powder blushes and they're actually in kind of a small case, but of course it's beautiful. And the actual powder itself is embossed with the Dior logo. So I have tried these and I've added them to the Hall of Fame, not because of this custom color that supposedly it creates on your skin, because having tried 3 shades, if these had nothing to do with that, they would go on exactly as expected. Like I didn't see any transformation. However, they are stunning on. It gives you this beautiful airbrush effect. It's almost like I consider it to be quite matte, but it does kind of give you, it transforms to give you this very slight glow, almost like that Charlotte Tilbury effect, even though you don't see any shimmer at all. Like to me, that's what's transformative, but it's just the power of these gorgeous shades and that airbrush effect. I think it's so beautiful that I had to add it to our Hall of Fame. Just going back to that head of makeup who I talked to, she was saying how when products go viral on TikTok, you see this spike, but then it falls down again. And then the product will kind of plateau or flatline. What she's said has surprised her about this product is it's staying up there. It's continuously selling out and people are coming back. So what she said is that it's actually the quality of the product, the performance that people are loving, that's keeping people coming back. So legitimately a good product, not just like a viral one-time hit. And I know we talked earlier about all of the other influencers getting ready for Michaela's wedding. And I did see a couple of them using these Dior blushes. So really pretty for summer as well.
Love it. Love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you mentioned the Tower 28 dinner that was a few weeks back, and we actually got to link up with the founder, Amy. We hadn't seen her in a couple of years. We had gone to dinner with her the last time that we were in Los Angeles, and then it was just great to see her again, and she's just crushing it. And I wanted to note that we did add the Tower 28 SOS rescue spray to the Hall of Fame as well. So I wanted to shout it out here because we didn't really get to talk about it too much when we interviewed Amy, but really this product is all about healing sensitive skin. It's something that she used to clear her eczema flare-ups. And we had a conversation that night at the dinner about how people don't really know how to use it. A lot of people think it's a makeup setting spray, and it's actually
I just used it that way.
Yeah, no.
I just did that on the video.
So a lot of people think it's like the final step, and that's fine. You can use it, but it has absolutely no setting, quote unquote, powers in it at all. It's actually meant to be used as like a toner step, or as like a spray on toner. It's just extremely calming. It really calms down any redness. And if you do have eczema or psoriasis or anything like that, it actually does have the seal of approval from the Eczema Society or what I don't, I'm mm-hmm. sorry, I don't know the official name, but they can't keep it in stock. And it's actually extremely affordable. Like right now, the mini size is sold out. So there's a 1 ounce size and a 4 ounce size. The 4 ounce size is 28 US dollars and
that's
the mini
the one I'm
size
here.
Yeah, and the mini size is $12.
And then you couldn't
be I'm just going to correct myself. I'm sorry. The SOS stands for Save Our Skin and the name of the organization is the National Eczema Association.
Okay. And then you couldn't help yourself. You actually went ahead and added the Tower 28, the new Daily Barrier Recover Cream that I'm holding
yes.
here as well, gel.
Yes.
And I just tried it on my hands. Beautiful.
So this is something that I talked to Amy about this as well. It's just a really, sometimes you just need a really good, very mm-hmm. basic, no frills moisturizer. And that's not going to, you know, make you, your skin irritated or inflamed. The full name is the SOS Daily Skin Barrier Redness Recovery Moisturizer. It's 24 US dollars. So very affordable. And it's got ceramides in there, hyaluronic acid, allantoin, I believe I'm saying that correctly. And it's just gentle, non-irritating. And it's fast absorbing. It's not greasy. It doesn't cause breakouts for me anyway. And sometimes people just need a very good basic moisturizer. And this is one of them. Believe it or not, at Sephora, it's kind of a wasteland in that specific category. Drugstore, there's lots, you know, CeraVe, Cetaphil, whatever. I feel like this is a really smart addition to their lineup. And I think people will like it if they're looking for skin barrier protection, not going to make them react. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the hero ingredients are hyaluronic acid. So it's very quenching to the skin and ceramides, which we know
yes.
are so key in skin health. So when you talk about that barrier
yes.
repair, it's so important. But to me, this is never the hero ingredient that people like to sing about. The second
right.
ingredient is glycerin. And
yeah.
I have noticed that in my favorite moisturizers, glycerin is always one of the top, like usually
exactly.
water is the first ingredient and then it's glycerin mm-hmm. or it's the third ingredient. And that to me is what gives you that kind of like glove effect where your skin just
yes.
feels
there's like a
it
slip
has
to it.
Almost like a barrier over top of it. And it's like, it's just refreshing to the skin as well because it's completely non-greasy. And,
yeah, and it's not occlusive. Like, you know how I always talk about how I can't handle
yeah.
shea butter on my skin. And most
exactly.
barrier creams use it. And
exactly.
glycerin is actually so much better tolerated for someone with my skin type. So there you have it. And now a quick pause in partnership with Pillsbury. So it's funny what dominates my adult group chats these days. It's either TikToks about Bravo shows or my friends sharing pictures of their kids or of their dogs. But I swear the biggest topic is air fryer recipes. Yes, I am that person. Basically, once I got an air fryer, I've not looked back. I don't turn on my oven anymore. And I'm kind of obsessed with the idea of just saving so much time getting dinner on the table at night, even as a single person. But the latest discovery I shared in the group chat is a game changer, especially for my friends who are moms. And that's you can put Pillsbury crescents in the air fryer. You heard me right. So you basically line the air fryer with parchment paper and then you roll up your favorite ingredients into a crescent roll. So it's weeknight recipes that are as easy as fill, roll, and bake. It's dinner prep in 30 minutes or less. So fast and so easy. And if you need inspiration, there's all kinds of recipes on Pillsbury.com, like the grilled barbecue chicken crescents. It's only 4 ingredients. There's also all kinds of recipes that will please picky eaters, like there's pizza crescent rolls. And for my next potluck dinner, I want to make these spinach artichoke dip stuffed crescents. So they're made in the air fryer as well. So easy and a really great savory appetizer. So friendly reminder that you can find Pillsbury in the dairy aisle. And for more weeknight dinner recipes, visit Pillsbury.com. Once again, visit Pillsbury.com to find more weeknight dinner recipes that are quick and easy and so simple to make. We'll link to this URL on our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
Oh. on that note, another one that we had to add once we finally tried it to our Hall of Fame is the Dieu Skin, as they would say in France, the Instant Angel Restoring Moisturizer. I'm holding it here. It's $45. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is the line that was created by Skin Guru, Charlotte Palermino. And we had her on our show and she's so fantastic. And I hadn't tried the product at that time. And then once I did, I was like, oh yeah, this is instant angel, instant love. It is just like we talked about. It is a barrier protecting cream. And again, it's the ceramides. It's got squalane. It's got glycerin. And that's what gives it that gorgeous, gorgeous feeling. Hers is a little elevated in the sense that it comes in this tin tube. This is a very French style to me, this kind of French pharmacy tin tube. So we have added that one to our Hall of Fame because it's excellent as well. And neither of those products that we just mentioned have any, they're unscented. So that's another reason why they're not going to be irritating to most people. But I did have to go ahead and also add to the Hall of Fame the OG, really, in this category, the Embryolus Le Cream Concentrate, which I also tried. This is an iconic French pharmacy product. And honestly, I have to give a shout out on at who like made me think of this product and go ahead and try it. So the salon I currently go to, it's called 27 in Toronto. It's on St. Clair. And a lot of beauty editors go there. Like if you follow Leave Judd on TikTok, she probably has over a million followers now. She goes there and a lot of the editors from the kit. And one thing I think is really cool about 27 Salon, and I'm not sure why Olivia, who's one of the owners there, has done this, but she curates really cool indie brands that they actually sell on their website and in the salon. So they have Vacation that we talked about earlier there. And they also have like Everyday Humans, which is a skin sunscreen brand that I've talked about in the past and is really hard to find. It's almost like she tries to find the ones that you can't find anywhere else. You know what I mean?
Smart. Like G Beauty does that really well too. Like G Beauty carries Lauren's facial roller.
Yeah.
Skinny Confidential, you know.
So one of the things that she had on the shelf was this French Girl Beauty staple, Embryolus. And I was like, oh yeah, I kind of forgot about that brand. So I called in the Le Cream Concentrate. And it's funny because this product, I'm sure it's been around for like decades. They call it a 6-in-1. It's a moisturizing cream, a makeup base, a moisturizing mask, a makeup removing milk. It's got aloe vera, but it does have shea butter gel.
Yeah, no, I can't handle it. There's another version of it I can handle, but
This one has that same like enveloping, lovely, lovely feeling to it that I really enjoy. But the original is very scented. Again, French skincare, they're so guilty of this. But then they came out with a sensitive version that is unscented, which I like actually better. So I have added the unscented one to our Hall of Fame as well, because honestly, for the price point, it's $29 US for the Embryolus. So even like the Dieu Skin is not bad, but it's still $45. So the Embryolus, like bang for your buck, really nice. And if you
it's a drugstore product, really.
Yeah. And some people like shea butter and there's like aloe vera in it and stuff like that. So, you know, it's just personal preference, but these are definitely all Hall of Famers.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So we've talked about very lovely products here, skincare, some nice fancy blush. I'm going to get a little bit like, I'm going to get a little bit down and dirty here with something people don't really want to talk about. And that's feet. And the skin on the bottom of your feet. Okay. And this is a product that I can't believe I didn't have it in the Hall of Fame from last year, but everybody needs to know about this foot cream because it totally works. And if you suffer from rough, dry skin, cracked heels, I know so many people out there are just like, the summer is kind of the worst. And like, it can be kind of embarrassing, frankly. Like you're dressed up, you're going to like a nice occasion and you look down and like your feet are not looking their best, even after a pedicure. So the foot cream that I recommend is called Foot Logic's foam. It's the Rough Skin formula. And why I'm obsessed with it is it comes out in a foam. So it spreads really easily and it absorbs right away. Like, let me tell you, I sit down, I put it on, then I put my flip-flops on or my socks or what have you. And there's no slipping and sliding around. And pretty much instantly your rough skin is soft. It's
really
kind of insane. It's kind of insane.
Okay.
And I got turned on to this from my pedicurist at Tips, who is kind of roaming the world right now, Naomi, because she's actually training in pedicures and like all of, she's kind of going to be a medical pedicurist. It's like
so
incredible
cool.
for her. I didn't even know that was a thing, but she's in Japan right now for 6 months training in this specification. So I was like, I
wow.
trust you wholeheartedly. And it's like embarrassing yeah. how rough my feet are. So yeah, I can't be without it. I actually always travel with it. If
yeah.
I'm going to LA or if I'm going to really anywhere, I always travel with it. It doesn't come in a travel size either. So I think huh. that says a lot. And in the wintertime, sometimes I'll do almost like I'll put this foam on and then I'll put like an Aquaphor on the bottom of my feet and then socks as well. And that's just like another level of foot masking, if you will. But
yeah.
I wanted to shout it out because it's not sexy, let's be honest, but
yep.
it really works.
Love it. Well, I think especially if people are doing pedicures at home these days because
yes.
they, you know, maybe they can't, you know, they're trying to save money, right? This is
yeah,
something you could
exactly.
do instantly, and why not?
It's really good. And it's kind of like the maintenance product for me. I still get regular pedicures, but my feet will be like sandpaper if I don't use this. So I just wanted to let any other girlies out there know that are struggling with the same thing, that this one really works and it's worth the money.
Amazing. Okay. Well, I have one last one to close it out. Do we
okay.
have time, Jill?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. So I want to give a shout out to a product that I tried that was created by actually a recent guest. So this is the Dr. Nigma Treatment Mask Number 1 Brightening Mask. It is
okay.
a sheet mask and it's $120 for four masks. The box
oh
comes
God.
With four masks. So it is expensive, but I have added it to the Hall of Fame and I'm going to tell you why. I got a couple of boxes of this and I shared one with my neighbor who is a regular listener. You know who you are. Shout out to you, V. And she instantly texted me and she was like, oh my God, that mask that you gave me, you wear this one for 25 to 30 minutes, which is quite a long time. And she's like, honestly, it was like a facial in a mask. My skin feels like I had a facial and I was like, need to try it instantly. So I did. And honestly, I can attest this is the best sheet mask I've ever used. It is.
Wow.
Like I just felt my skin felt so plump and dewy and gorgeous after. So, you know, what's in it? I mean, prebiotics, marine collagen, seaweed extract, hyaluronic acid. But I don't know why it works the magic that it does, but it just, your skin feels gorgeous after. So yes, it's expensive. It's $30 per use.
Per
US.
Use, yeah.
But again, if you've been scaling back on going to see the esthetician because you're, mm-hmm. you know, trying to save some money or you're jet setting because it's the summer, maybe you're going to Europe, holla, this is, you know, it's kind of a little lifesaver and also
well,
a great party trick. I always say
yeah,
girls night.
Yeah. And that reminds me that we also added the Sisley Black Rose face mask to the Hall of Fame as well.
Iconic.
It's just so iconic. And it was one of those ones that was just a bit of an oops oversight the first time around, but definitely that's in there. And it's also really worth the money.
So guys, that was a sampler platter of what's in our Hall of Fame. Please go to breakingbeautypodcast.com, click on Hall of Fame to see our full list of everything. I think these are pretty, these are guaranteed hashtag damn good. And thank you
That's
for
right.
joining us on this
for this very
Monday.
Special bonus. Yes.
Yeah. Bonus episode. Hooray.
That's right. And see you in 2 days for an epic founder interview. So stay tuned, stay cool, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.